back here on In Focus. You're on News Radio KMAN. I've got Parks and Rec in for the next half of the show here. We've got Melissa Kirkwood, Community Relations Officer in studio. Melissa, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Also have Lindsay Sparlin, who is the Arts and Humanities Coordinator for Parks and Rec. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Lots of stuff to get to, but first off, there's a big event happening here in Manhattan today, and it's all about Johnny Kong.
You bet. Big event for a big guy. So we have our groundbreaking for the Johnny Kong Plaza in Johnny Kong today at 4 p.m. at City Park. Right by Johnny Kong. So we encourage and want the public to come join us as we celebrate the groundbreaking for this event. There's been a lot of planning that we've had that has gone on to this point. In about 2 years, we've been working on this project. So we're excited to kick it off today.
Well, what are people going to see that's going to change out there?
Well, Johnny himself, we're not rebuilding Johnny, but we are rebuilding the area around him to make it more educational, to make it more inviting to the public. The public, as right now, comes to see Johnny maybe when the weather's a little warmer, but, you know, even when it's not warm, we see a lot of activity around him. If you're a resident, you know, there's a park right there, and kids are around all the time around that. But if you're new to the area, or maybe you're not new to the area, you might not know what is this statue all about. So that's what we're working to change, is to tell the story of Johnny Kong and to also celebrate Manhattan.
Yeah. Well, that's so cool that that's happening. And, you know, I was driving by that park yesterday. It was so warm out, and there's so many people at the park. And this is just only going to, I think, enhance that walkability and the whole, you know, just the vision of that park.
Absolutely. And it's also to encourage visitors to kind of come by and stop by and see this cultural icon. Many people know or might not know, but there was actually a book written about Johnny Kong. And when this first started, it was started to promote people to come to Manhattan. It was quite the partnership, and we just want that to continue.
I know a lot of different folks are going to be involved with that. I know Dave even is planning on being out there, and we will be there too in the news capacity. But looking forward to this. Sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of hard work's going into this.
We've had a lot of hard work go into it. There's a Friends of Johnny Kong group that has really spearheaded this effort. And we've had a lot of community members come forward. We've had a lot of companies that have donated goods and services. I think you've also had maybe a couple of people who have been instrumental in that process talk about. We have partners like MATC is helping us with some of the construction part of the plaza. We have Macau Gordon is donating some services. And so it's really a community effort, just like it was in the beginning. And we want it to be here for, you know, many, many years to come.
All right. So the groundbreaking again today, 4 o'clock at the City Park. What else do we have going on here today?
Well, we have lots going on. I think we were teased a little bit yesterday that it was like 70 degrees and now it's like, I don't know, maybe 30-something, but we've got that groundbreaking going on. But directly following the groundbreaking, we have our Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting. And for those who don't know, that is a public open meeting that we have every month with our Parks and Rec Advisory Board. And it is televised live, and we send out, just like any other city meeting, we send out the agenda and different things like that. But we would encourage the public to come learn more about it. And we have some public that come and learn about what's going on with Parks and Recreation. But I would just highly encourage people that want to know more to join us for that meeting, especially today because it's right after Johnny Kong's groundbreaking. You can come in and get warm in the City Commission room, which is where the meeting takes place in our City Commission room. And things we'll cover at that meeting briefly today. We are Talking about the neighborhood recreation centers, the team that is the steering committee that has been meeting about that is going to be talking about the design concepts that they will be taking forward to our city commission later this month. We'll be talking about the Douglas Recreation Center and the design elements of that center and public engagement that we've been doing this last month. And then we will also be talking about some of the future business that we have on our table, too. We recently did a jury design contest with the Department of Architecture at Kansas State to see what the future of Arts in the Park area could look like. And so we'll share a little bit about that contest and just some of the other things that are going on within our department. We are one of the largest departments within the city. We have over seven different divisions of Parks and Recreation, so it's always a full meeting.
Yeah. And what time is that? Is it 4:30?
4:30. And it happens 4:30, the first Monday of every month in the city commission room. So we just encourage people to come join us and hear about what's going on. Again, it is televised, but we like public engagement, and we want that to continue. And we have a board of seven members, and those members, I'm not going to name them by name, but it's a combination of community members that have, and these positions are appointed by the mayor, but community members, we have some school board members that are on that advisory board, and it's a great blend, especially because of all the partnerships that we have going on with the school.
All right, and I see here you brought a flyer in as well. We're getting closer to springtime, so this is a good segue here, I think. A lot of positions going to be opening up here.
Yes, if you are looking for some seasonal work or a summer job, we had the opportunity to participate in the community fair that happened Saturday at the mall, and one of the highlights we had at our booth was a now hiring sign and flyer. We are also one of the largest employers within the city during that spring-summer time in Parks and Recreation because we host so many seasonal employees, whether it's a lifeguard or a day camp support person, which my friend Lindsay is going to talk about, or if you're looking to help with some of our other seasonal areas in our parks division, whether it's helping with horticulture needs, lots of lawn mowing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting on Saturday to talk to the public a little bit from, hey, would you like to work at a day camp or be a lifeguard or work in our cemetery, which are all areas that Parks and Recreation covers? We have those seasonal opportunities available.
Yeah. And all important jobs here. You need somebody to fill all of those.
We do. And for those who don't know, I mean, we employ in upwards of about 400 seasonal employees through the summertime. So there's lots of opportunity.
All right. Well, I want to get to Lindsay here, but let's take a break first, and we'll come back, and we'll have more discussion here with Parks and Rec here on News Radio KMAN.